Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. Trouble with Baptist history. When the Baptists in England first won the toleration of the government, they quickly began to position themselves as mainstream Christians and gain more than toleration. They wanted respect and the approbation of their neighbors. Among their efforts to gain this new position were, first of all, a strongly Calvinistic doctrinal statement. It made them sound like not much more than immersing Presbyterians. And secondly, denial of any connection with Anabaptists, especially those of the continent. English Baptists, along with most of the British Isles, had a distasteful view of the Anabaptists. It seems obvious to me that their view was because of the tainted representation they had received from the Catholics, and more recently, the continental Protestants, who had long experience with them. Theirs was almost a cultural disgust of the Anabaptists. They had refused to accept the authority of the baptisms of the Catholic and Protestant churches for centuries. That they had always existed was not contested. What was contested was whether they were a unifying factor within all of Christendom. Anabaptists had always been schismatic in their view, insisting on a different sort of church than mainstream Christianity had ever held. Anabaptists had also been noted for their insistence on a different sort of Christianity. They preached a converting kind of faith. They preached that those who were believers were to be born again and that this new birth would result in a growing sanctification and a life of purity. This tenacious distinction between the Anabaptists and the Catholic Church, whether the Roman version or the Protestant one, had given the world of Christendom a bad taste for the Anabaptists. Today, we still find that this bad taste exists. Oftentimes, in the writings of those who still dislike them in their history, choosing to believe that they were never a genuine form of Christian faith. Frequently by those who would like to know our Baptist roots, but find that the Anabaptists were not just like we wished them to be. I find that many modern Baptists, even those who claim to trace their roots back through the Anabaptists, have a limited view of who the Anabaptists were. A lot of the reason is because it's a lot of work to read primary and secondary sources to discover as much as possible about them. Most of us only know what we've read in summary type work. Books of this nature, while giving us a general outline of Baptist history, don't allow us to tackle some of the more challenging problems with Anabaptist history. When we do delve into the works of those whose work provides some detail, we come face to face with a hard-to-swallow truth that, one, we are not much like most of them, the Anabaptists, and two, they were broadly different among themselves. This is readily understandable. They had no common way to be trained, and they generally only had portions of the New Testament. They believed strongly in soul liberty, the right of responsibility of each believer to study the Scriptures and worship God according to the dictates of his or her own conscience. Our true heritage from the ancient Anabaptists is not really a set of doctrinal distinctives, although those distinctives in a general way exist. What we inherited from our Anabaptist forefathers is this: a conviction that Christ alone saves through faith alone, a conviction that the Bible is true without error and profitable in every word, a conviction that the gates of hell have not prevailed against the church Jesus built, and finally, a conviction that each human being must be given the liberty to know the Scriptures and stand before God as he or she believes the Bible tells them to. Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I just wanted to stop by a second and thank you for listening to my podcast and ask a favor of you. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if you think it's helpful, you could do a few things that would really be a help to me. Number one, if you'd go to iTunes and leave a review, there's a place you could give 5 stars if you'd like to do that, and it'd be a great help to me. Secondly, if you'd subscribe to the feed so you'd get the podcast as soon as they come out, that'd be great. And then number three, if you'd share the podcast with friends, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.